The Non-Experts Podcast is produced by Rock Opera Studios.
3, 2, 1.
I'm Romero.
And I'm Chris.
The world we live in is weird, and you're liable to get lost without someone to guide you through it.
Unfortunately, we aren't those people. Join us each episode as we share the strange, bizarre, and downright unnecessary in an attempt to better understand the world around us.
And say whatever we want along the way.
Because this is the Non-Experts Podcast.
So I know what you're probably thinking, if you're watching and or listening to this. This is not their typical day that they put out an episode.
Right.
They also didn't do like any of the fun stuff that you expect for a new episode. That's because we are now doing bonus content.
Yes.
We just wanted to put out some extra stuff for you to continue to enjoy or mull over our horrible existence.
Yes.
So we got a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
History is weird. Now with that, we got some interesting stories that we dig up out of God knows where. Like most of our content.
Right.
And it typically is stuff that happened that month within some random year. We just go back and discuss it for your enjoyment or confusion.
Right.
So here's what we got. Miss Chicken Feathers. Mm. Sourced here is the Milwaukee Journal, January of 1924. This is almost a 100-year-old story.
Yeah.
Where the hell did you find this?
On the interwebs.
Give me something from 100 years ago. Okay. perhaps one could call this young lady some chicken without being bromide. Did I say that word right? I don't even know what that word is.
Bromide? Yeah. Well, I mean, this is legit, like the actual...
the article?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bromide means a compound... Wait. A reproduction or piece of typesetting on bromide paper. What does that have to do with anything? Oh, a trite and unoriginal idea or remark, typically intended to soothe or placate.
Hmm. Well, back to Miss Chicken Feathers. She is Miss Bertha O'Connor, telephone operator, Cincinnati, Ohio, and she won first prize at the recent poultry show there because her hair was an exact match for the plumage of Rhode Island red chickens. 42 other girls tried, but Miss O'Connor's hair won her first prize and a gold wristwatch. She just had a hairdo full of chicken feathers?
Apparently it looked like chicken feathers. The funny thing about this for me is the 42 other girls who tried and failed. Can you imagine coming home and being upset? I'm like, what's wrong, honey?
Not now, Robert. Not now.
Not now, Robert.
Do you see a gold wristwatch? I clearly lost.
Do you see
a Don't watch? Talk to me. I'm going to go take this crap down and just throw the rollers away. It wasn't worth it.
Right.
I wasted my time.
There are worse things to get upset about.
I mean, 100 years ago, they probably didn't have anything better to do. So I want my hair to look like chicken feathers. And I'm going to win that wristwatch. Yeah. That was probably a big deal, honestly.
What, looking like, having your hair look like chicken feathers?
Potentially.
I mean.
Anyway.
That's the funniest thing to me, is that these other 42 girls were hopeful and wishing that they would win first place. That seemed like a lot of people, though. 42. 40.
Well, then it's a really weird amount because the 42 others, so there was 43 people in total competing for this. Yeah. That's really strange to me. Like, that's an odd amount of participants.
Yeah.
You all were just bored.